God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. The Lord is compassionate. He gives food to those who fear him as a remembrance of his great deeds. I will thank the Lord with all my heart in the meeting of the just and their assembly. Great are the works of the Lord, to be pondered by all who love them. Majestic and glorious his work. His justice stands firm forever. He makes us remember his wonders. The Lord is compassion and love. He gives food to those who fear him, keeps his covenant ever in mind. He has shown his might to his people by giving them the lands of the nations. His works are justice and truth. His precepts are all of them sure, standing firm forever and ever. They are made in uprightness and truth. He has sent deliverance to his people and established his covenant forever. Holy his name, to be feared. To fear the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. All who do so prove themselves wise. His praise shall last forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The Lord is compassionate. He gives food to those who fear him as a remembrance of his great deeds. The Lord brings peace to his church and fills us with the finest wheat. O praise the Lord, Jerusalem. Zion, praise your God. He has strengthened the bars of your gates. He has blessed the children within you. He established peace on your borders. He feeds you with finest wheat. He sends out his word to the earth and swiftly runs his command. He showers down snow white as wool. He scatters hoarfrost like ashes. He hurls down hailstones like crumbs. The waters are frozen at his touch. He sends forth his word and it melts them. At the breath of his mouth the waters flow. He makes his word known to Jacob, to Israel, his laws and decrees. He has not dealt thus with other nations. He has not taught them his decrees. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The Lord brings peace to his church and fills us with the finest wheat. Truly I say to you, Moses did not give you the bread from heaven. My Father gives you the true bread from heaven. Alleluia. We praise you, the Lord God Almighty, who is and who was. You have assumed your great power. You have begun your reign. The nations have raged in anger, but then came your day of wrath and the moment to judge the dead. The time to reward your servants, the prophets, and the holy ones who revere you, the great and the small alike. Now have salvation and power come, the reign of our God and the authority of his anointed one. For the accuser of our brothers is cast out, who night and day accused them before God. They defeated him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Love for life did not deter them from death. So rejoice, you heavens, and you that dwell therein. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Truly, I say to you, Moses did not give you the bread from heaven. My Father gives you the true bread from heaven. Alleluia. From the first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 10, verses 16 through 17. Is not the cup of blessing we bless a sharing in the blood of Christ? And is not the bread we break a sharing in the body of Christ? Because the loaf of bread is one, we, many though we are one body, for we all partake of the one loaf. He gave them bread from heaven. Alleluia, alleluia. He gave them bread from heaven. Alleluia, alleluia. Man has eaten the bread of angels. Alleluia, alleluia. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. He gave them bread from heaven. Alleluia, alleluia. How kind and gentle you are, O Lord. You showed your goodness to your sons by giving them bread from heaven. You filled the hungry with good things, and the rich you sent away empty. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. How kind and gentle you are, O Lord! You showed your goodness to your sons by giving them bread from heaven. You filled the hungry with good things, and the rich you sent away empty. Christ invites all to the supper in which he gives his body and blood for the life of the world. Let us ask him. Christ, the bread of heaven, grant us everlasting life. Christ, Son of the living God, you commanded that this Thanksgiving meal be done in memory of you. Enrich your church through the faithful celebration of these mysteries. Christ, the bread of heaven, grant us everlasting life. Christ, eternal priest of the Most High, you have commanded your priests to offer your sacraments. May they help them to exemplify in their lives the meaning of the sacred mysteries which they celebrate. Christ, the bread of heaven, grant us everlasting life. Christ, bread from heaven, you form one body out of all who partake of the one bread. Refresh all who believe in you with harmony and peace. Christ, the bread of heaven, grant us everlasting life. Christ, through your bread you offer the remedy for immortality and the pledge of future resurrection. Restore health to the sick and living hope to sinners. Christ, the bread of heaven, grant us everlasting life. Christ, our King who is to come, you commanded that the mysteries which proclaim your death be celebrated until you return. Grant that all who die in you may share in your resurrection. Christ, the bread of heaven, grant us everlasting life. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. O God, who in this wonderful sacrament have left us a memorial of your passion, grant us, we pray, so to revere the sacred mysteries of your body and blood, that we may always experience in ourselves the fruits of your redemption. Who live and reign with the God, the Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.